So I want to go a little further in this because it's, to me, it's so rich. I read this before and I'm gonna read it again. I add a little to it. He said, the enemy, the devil, and all of his cohorts are continue trying to draw us away through his deception. He's continually trying to draw us away from the things of God through his deception. Appealing to the flesh with all kinds of desires that look good and even feel good. But they are set up to draw you away from the things of God and what he has done and what he has for you. See he know that the flesh, you know, let me make it real plain what I'm saying. And there's a lot of things the flesh like. He knows this. My flesh know it. I know it. I like ice cream. Tell you the truth, I love ice cream. Now, none of you are not guilty of that one, so y'all just pray for me. But at the same time, thank God I got control of it. Now, ice cream used to be breakfast, brunch, lunch, what you call an evening meal, lunch, brunch, hunch. All in between, I could eat ice cream. But just like I got control of other things, I got control of that. I can eat ice cream when I want to, and I can eat, and I cannot eat it when I don't want to. When I decide I don't want any ice cream, no use my body talking to me because I'm not going to do it. But it took me some time to get control of that. But my point is, it appeared when you bring us some ice cream, my flesh will, ooh. Amen. So that thing that appeals to the flesh, that's why you have to keep it. You have to crucify it. And, you know, and there's some areas I'm still working on. Amen. Praise God. All right. This is why the Father wants you to know through revelation knowledge how rich is his wisdom and knowledge that he has made available, to you. He wants you to know how rich his wisdom and knowledge that he has made available to you. I'm going to read you something in a minute when I finish this. It has been lavished upon you without limit. His wisdom, his knowledge has no limit to it. The same wisdom that he used to create the world and to fill it with his goodness, that wisdom and knowledge are available to you. We have a covenant. See, we have a covenant with God. We have a covenant, the guarantee of a better life than ever before. A life that will never end. We enter into that life through the new birth. And in the beginning, Adam did something that was dumb and we were cut off. But the second Adam, the last Adam, came and restored, did something we can never be cut off. This covenant that God brought forth to bring forth a new kind of people, new race of people, new kind of man, this life can never be cut off. You can never be separated from God again. People individuals can walk away from God, but this life, you understand what I'm saying? God and Jesus, this resurrected man, they'll never be separated again. And when we enter into that life, we have life that's endless, okay? It's a guarantee of a better life than ever before. A life that will never end, filled with the best that God gave us in Christ. Filled with the best. This life is filled with the best. Now unto him that is able to do. Amen. And the 19th verse says, wholly filled with God himself. Totally filled. What? God want us full of him. Okay? All right. The best of life, filled with the best that God gave in Christ. And every promise in him, in Jesus, every promise, see this life is in, God gave it, this life is in Christ. And every promise, the life of God, every promise in him is yes and amen. Every promise, not some of them, not half of them, is if it's everything God promised us in Christ is yes. That's why you have to go yourself and find out what he said and receive it, claim it, take it, believe it, and lay hold on it, of that. It's yours. And don't let go. You will be challenged with all kinds of stuff, but it's yours. And that's why the enemy constantly trying to deceive us. I don't know if you have this. I'm going to do my best to read this. I don't know if you have this on the, it's Proverbs chapter 8. You can go there. Whoever has the Passion Translation, I want you can turn that with me. I'm going to the Passion Translation, Proverbs 8. I think it's 8:18 where I want to start. And I want you to listen closely. I'm going to take my time, and we're going to read this in light of what we're going to say in the tonight and the next lessons that we have. Listen to it. Proverbs 8. Remember what he said in, let me do this. Proverbs 8:18. Remember what he said in the beginning. I'm going to turn there and just hold Proverbs 18. And when you're teaching something like this, I don't like to rush. I want to take time and look at some things closely. He said, notice now, I read the scripture from several different translations. I think I read it from the Passion, the Amplified, and the King James. But listen to this. This is Colossians. Just hold your place. We're going to the Passion. Proverbs 8:18. It says that our hearts might be comfort, being knit together in love unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding. Full assurance of understanding. Notice what it said, the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, the mystery of God, and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all treasure of wisdom and knowledge. In whom are hidden what? All. Treasure of wisdom and knowledge. And wisdom and knowledge, wisdom is the ability, now listen to this, wisdom is the ability to see over into it and see how it works, know how it works, see it, know it, and understand it. Knowledge is the ability to know what is, how to put it together, make it work. Wisdom lets you look over into it and see it. Knowledge, and that's why you have to use knowledge right, because you can put stuff together and you can plant it with your knowledge, you know, but you can take the advantage of others who don't know. Ooh.